I request devotees, if they have any questions, please unmute and ask here, or else you can type in chatter also.
He cannot make progress. He cannot make progress because no connection with Guru. How are we going to make advancement? It's like if you have a if you have wired your house and you are not connected to the powerhouse, how are you going to get current to light your house? The current of bhakti comes through the Guru. So he is said to be the via medium between Krishna and the disciple. See, if a disciple had no connection with Krishna, it means the person has no connection with Krishna. No connection with Guru means no connection with Krishna. And without connection, no advancement. It is not possible to make advancement in that way. If it is possible, then we don't need Guru, then we don't need Krishna. So that is a very dangerous life. So, 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada liked these words, and many times he quoted Tasmā Guru Prabhupāda Dhyatā Gyāsu Śrēya Uttamam. Gyāsu Śrēya Uttamam. And Prabhupada used to use this word many times. We should not take Guru for fashion. Here, the verse says, Gyāsu Śrēya Uttamam, Gyāsu. One who is inquisitive, one who has finished. What the business of the body now is ready to go back and back to Godhead. For him or her, she will approach a guru. She shouldn't be a thing of fashion. Well, people are having guru, also let me go and have a guru. Just register my name there. That, okay, that's my guru. But really, I don't want him now. So we shouldn't waste our time and we shouldn't waste someone's time if we are gentlemen or gentlelady. Shouldn't. If he doesn't want to eat, there's no need to go and take fruit and keep. If you take prasadam and when you're hungry, then you should go and eat. If you take prasadam and keep it and you are not going to eat, it will spoil. So it is not good to do that. But we are ready, then we should. The Christian was and make arrangement for us to have somebody who will take us back and back to Godhead. If you are not ready, at least we should try to do one thing. That is sincerity, that is honesty. That I will take him or her when I'm ready. Then I'm ready to follow everything that the guru is telling me. That is how we make progress. That is how the journey begins. So, a disciple must resemble the spiritual master. Yes, that is a connection. Not that you have to dress like him, you have to eat like him, you have to talk like him. That is not the way. We have to develop his character, his quality. Yes, like father, like son. That is what they said. Like father, like son. It should be. That is the way. If children does not resemble their parent, they will be doubting if the mother. Maybe the mother is not chase. But if the child look like the parent, yeah, this is real. Yeah, this is look like the mother and the father. Oh, this child has the mother and the father's body or character. Yes. Like Krishna. One day, Lord Krishna, he went to see his friends. As he approached his friends, all of them burst into laughter. They were laughing. Krishna was wondering, what is happening? He was looking at himself. Do I have anything funny in my body? So the friends told Krishna, it is you. We are laughing at you. Krishna said, oh, what is the problem? Say, you don't know. See, Krishna, are you sure Mother Yasoda is a mother? Mother Yasoda is white, but you are very black. How can we accept that you are Mother Yasoda's child? You are different. So Krishna started to cry. Hey, my friends are doubting me. They don't know. Mother Yasoda is my mother. So Lord Krishna started crying. And then he went to his mother. Ma, my friends are laughing at me. They don't believe that you are my mother. And also, it is true. What they say is true. See, I'm very black and you're white. We don't look the same in any way. So how are you my mother? So my shoulder says, oh, my son, don't cry, don't cry. Don't worry. I will tell you. So my shoulder said, you know, Kana, you know, I'm your mother. See? Look at those cows there. See those cows, those special cows. Mother Yasoda, Nanda Mara, they have 900,000 cows. See, out of these cows, there are seven special. They eat special grass that even their milk have the aroma of the grass which they eat. You know, so I was drinking only those milk when I got pregnant. That is why you are black like those my special cows. Christian laughs. Yes, mother, thank you very much. Why didn't you tell me these things? Now I will go and tell my friends. So Christian came running to his friend with all the enthusiasm. He said, no, so that is my mother. Now she gave me the truth. Why my body is black and she is white. This way, Christian entertained his friends and they were all happy. They laughed together. So, the point is that we should be like father, like son.
One devotee has a question. The question is, what should be our mood and our prayers to our spiritual master?
The mood of a disciple towards the spiritual master should be that of gratitude. Jasa prasadat bhagavat prasad jasa prasadan agati kutupi dhyam subham tasa jasa trisandhyam vande guru sri charana ravindam. Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakura is appreciating, he's showing his gratitude. At least, if I don't offer obeisance, at least 3 times a day, I must offer my respectful obeisance to the spiritual master. Why? He has done something which nobody else can do for my life. So the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada said, in all the births we have been taking in this world, we have mother, we have father, we have brothers, we have sisters, we have money, we have education, we have body, we have so many things in this world. But in all the birth we have been taking since time immemorial, we don't have spiritual masters in all of them. Only one or two do we have. So spiritual masters, the presence in our life is very, very, very significant, very important. So our attitude of relationships should be that of gratitude. We should appreciate that the spiritual master has come to sacrifice to get out of this material world. Vishwanath Chakravarti also said, a spiritual master is like a fire extinguisher. The blazing fire of material existence can only be extinguished by the rain which comes from the cloud, and that is the nature of the spiritual master. To destroy the ignorance in the heart and plant locational in the heart. That is the duty of a spiritual master. And the disciple must be respectful, be honest, straightforward in the dealings, and always remain just sir. So Papa said in one of the purple in Tetkanda Bhagavatam, the moment a disciple said no to the spiritual master, that very moment he or she is fallen. They are disconnected. So it is not a fashion to take a spiritual master. It is very, very serious. The relationship should be very, very cordial. It should be very, very cordial. It should be very intimate. Without that intimacy, we cannot be connected. Without connection, we cannot make it in Christian consciousness. Many devotees who have not established connection with their spiritual master while he was physically present. When the spiritual master leaves, their life is finished. So a disciple should function in such a way that we get the blessing from the spiritual master, so that even his physical absence will never make any serious effect in our consciousness, because we already established the connection. The spiritual master is eternal. Chakshudan dilo jay janme janme prabhu sait divya gyan hriday prakashito. Yes, birth after birth is my eternal father. Eternal. Yes. It shouldn't be any casual relationship. Without a spiritual master, one cannot go back to Godhead. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagya Wanji Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. He's a guru who made the connection, who turned the key in our life. We don't know how we became devotees, how we take the connection, how we get connected with Krishna. That is the duty of a special master who is representing Lord Krishna. Therefore, Lord Krishna, he warned everyone, we should not be envious of the spiritual master, because the guru is my direct representative, my confidential servitor. All right.
Yes, Maharaj, thank you. There is another question from Bhakting Alexandra Mataji. Mataji, please unmute yourself and ask the question.
Hare Krishna. I want to know what is the difference between doing the Nrisimha Pranaman and Nrisimha Kavacha, and what the best time, the best occasion to do which one?
Both of them are good. Both of them are good. The one I just chanted now, you can recite that. And the Kavacha, you can also recite if you want. They are very good. They give us protection. They are all meant for glorifying Narasimha Dev and invoking his mercy to help us maintain our bhakti. We are not praying to Narasimha Dev not to change the body. That is not the reason. We pray for protection. We are praying for Narasimha Dev to protect our bhakti. So, those who want to chant in the Narasimha Kavacha is good. Just want to chant the one composed by Jayadeva Goswami, which we sing, the proper gift to the we sing every morning in the temple. And that we should do every day. And the ones are chanted now, those are very good. You can chant them. They're all very wonderful. They're good for us. That is why our acharyas gave them to us. Yes. This one travel is a very, very dangerous place. Dangerous in so many ways. Dangerous our bhakti is not so wonderful. For so many reasons, environment, personalities, our own weakness due to our previous activities. So these mantras can help us. We chant them, and then we'll be able to have strength from the Narasimha Dev to chant the perfect holy name. They will support us. So it's not wrong if you chant them. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Krishna Maharaj, there is another question from Jagan Nivas Prabhu. Jagan Nivas Prabhu, please unmute and ask your question. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Please ask your question.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Guru and Gauranga.
Yeah.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I have two little questions. One is, what should be our mood in our austerities? Because here, Hiranyakashipu, teaches the wrong way of doing austerities with the wrong direction or the wrong goal of doing austerity. So what is our mood?
So Prabhupada gave a class on him. Well, what in 551? Lord Singha, Lord Rasabdev instructed all his children to perform austerity. So in the lectures, like Prabhupada said, we should not do austerity, demonic austerity like Hiranyakasipu. We should do tapo divyam, transcendental austerity. What is that? To please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how do we know it is pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The transcendental austerity, he said, sadhyed sudhyed, the heart will become cleansed, purified from all contaminations. The Prabhupada was saying in that lecture, why should we perform austerity? We should perform austerity because the heart is not pure. The heart is dirty. Therefore, austerity will purify the heart if it is done devotionally. Devotionally means what? A devotee feels, I am so affected by the reaction of my previous sinful activities. They are making me to be weak in my practice. Therefore, let me make some sacrifice. The sacrifice means that we are reducing the demands of our material body so we can be purified to do our bhakti in a very wonderful and pleasing way, that the Krishna will be happy with us. With that mood, if you do austerity, it will be divine austerity. And the result is that our heart will become cleansed. Our bhakti, our sadhana will become very improved, will become very strong. So in the past, you see all the wonderful devotees who have done something wonderful, and we are all attracted to them. They did austerity to please Lord Krishna. Like His Holiness Bhakti Tita Maharaj, he said, I am behind. I am behind. So if I follow in the same speed with all of you who have good nature, I'll not be able to make it. Therefore, I have to put extra effort. So he performed austerity, and we can see how wonderful his bhakti is. His bhakti was what he was saying with his physical. That should be our mood, perform austerity. Not like Hiranyakasipu. He performed austerity so that he can kill Narayan and to kill his son, who is also a devotee of Lord Narayan, Lord Maharaj. That is not austerity we should do. That is not recommended. It's a demonic austerity. But Gita also is the austerity which tortures the body. It's demonic. It's not divine austerity. The austerity which is pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is wonderful. And it must be done by sincere devotees who really want to make a significant impact in our bhakti, in Krishna consciousness. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe. And I have another little one, Gurudev, and it's, what is the relationship between the personality of Guru and Nrisimhadev? Because as we've seen, Bahir Nrisimho, Hridaye Nrisimho. Nrisimhadev is in our heart, and also the Guru is in our heart.
Guru and Krishna, they are the same. We cannot separate them. But when we are singing a prayer to Nrisimhadev, we should remember Nrisimhadev. But throughout the whole day, we should remember the Guru. Because the Guru helps us to understand or Singhadev, or Krishna, or anything else. We should be Guru conscious. That will help us to become the Singhadev conscious or Krishna conscious. Provided the Guru is bona fide. That is the connection. All right.
Thank you, Gurudev.
Ready, ready.
Maharaj, there is one question. What should be the approach while fasting on such events like Ekadashis, Narsingh Chaturdashis, and other such occasion? Like while if we feel hungry and keep on thinking about the food and other thing. So what should be our approach while fasting?
Our attitude towards while fasting should be that this, like I said in the beginning, that the time we can understand how we are not the body is when we are fasting. So we can, yes, you can see how we are too conscious of food more than of Krishna. So we are the body. Theoretically, we say like that, we're not the body, we're not the body, as theory. But in practice, when we're fasting, we constantly think of food. Oh, we're the body. We can see how much we're too much in the body. The fasting helps us to see how much we're too much in the body. So, while you are fasting, we should understand, yes, Lord Krishna, you give me the strength to observe this fasting very nicely to please you. And I have to do this because too much attention is given to the body, and that means that less attention for spirituality. And because we want to make a significant impact in our spiritual practice, we need a favorable situation to help us do that. And the best way to do that is through austerity. In the second canto of Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna told Brahma, I created this universe through austerity. I'm maintaining it through austerity, and I will destroy it through austerity. Therefore, you should understand that I am austerity. So we should understand this, so that when we are performing little austerity, we should understand the purpose we are doing it for. The amount of purification we will get from this austerity, it will help us. Nobody will ask any sincere person to do something or to stop doing something wonderful. We are all advised to give us sinful activities. So we are doing it because it is good and it is wonderful to help us. So we should have positive attitude towards this austerity. We should not just be thinking about food all the time. And not taking full advantage of the opportunity given to us by Lord Krishna. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe. Thank you, Maharaj. Any more questions? Okay, Maharaj, I think there are no more questions or comments. Maharaj, on Sangha group, I thank you for coming and giving such a wonderful association of yours. So thank you once again, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for organizing everything. Thank all of you for participation. Lord Singhadev, give all of you protection and shelter. And make sure devotion is very fixed, steady and progressive.
Thank you for your blessing, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.